Major support for Out to Lunch on WWNO provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937 with more than 375 attorneys and offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base, JonesWalker.com. Additional support comes from Luba Workers' Comp and 30 North Investments.
From Commander's Palace Restaurant in the Garden District in New Orleans, we're out to lunch with Peter Ricchiuti. Peter Ricchiuti is Tulane University's A.B. Freeman School of Business professor and economist. It's business, New Orleans style.
Hi, I'm Peter Ricchiuti. Welcome to Out to Lunch. No matter where you're from, across the country or around the world, pretty much everyone agrees on the concept of natural beauty. The ocean, the mountains, sunrise, sunset. We all have the same opinion of what constitutes magnificence, splendor, and beauty. It's only when we come inside that things start to fall apart. Your idea of attractive art and furniture can be vastly different to mine. Suppose, for example, you love Picasso and I don't. You could buy a Picasso and hang it on your wall, which would be a great idea if you could afford that. Given that it's more than likely you can't, what if you painted a canvas yourself in the style of Picasso? Maybe you think you can't do that either. What if somebody set you up with a canvas and paints? Would a couple of cocktails help? That's the principle behind Painting with a Twist. It's a do-it-yourself art party where you and your friends can booze it up while you slap paint on a canvas. Or as the company describes, it's somewhat more genteelly, paint and sip. In 2007, Painting with a Twist started up right here in New Orleans. Today, there are 300 Painting with a Twist studios in 36 states. The co-founder of Painting with a Twist is Kathy Dino. Kathy, welcome down to lunch.
Thank you.
Now, about the same time Kathy was building Painting with a Twist into a nationwide phenomenon, Alex Gerner was graduating from college and working in advertising. Apparently, entry-level positions in advertising aren't particularly well rewarded. Alex didn't have enough money to even buy a bed, so he built one out of wood and doors salvaged from houses flooded by Hurricane Katrina. As you may have found in your own life, one bed leads to another, and before he knew it, Alex was making beds and selling them, along with a line of dining room and living room furniture, all made from reclaimed and salvaged wood. Today, Alex's boutique, Doorman Designs, sells his signature style Gulf Coast salvage furniture across the country. Alex, welcome out to lunch.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Kathy, I'll start with you. The do-it-yourself art studio has been around at least since the mid-80s when retail pottery studios started spreading across the country from the West Coast. Painting with a Twist takes a basic concept and adds something essentially New Orleanian to it. The fun time party aspect. People come to the studio with a group of friends and have drinks. It's not a surprise that this concept worked well in New Orleans. I'm more surprised that almost every other state in the country has embraced it too. Have you found there's a common element that attracts everybody? Or are we all frustrated artists? Or does the reason for Painting with a Twist popularity differ from place to place?
I don't think it differs from place to place. I think the reason for it's the engine that drives this business is really about people getting together and socializing. It's the art is just a added bonus to it, but it just gives them a vehicle where they can get together and socialize and bring home something from their evening. You know, you go out to eat and that looks good. You go out to eat and you know, you sit around for maybe an hour, hour and a half, and then you go home, and the only thing you have to take with you, for me, is 5 more pounds. So, you know, so it's just kind of like here, you get to take something, you hang it on the wall, people see it, they come into your office, they come into your home, you can say, I did that. You know, everybody, it's kind of like karaoke for art. You know, people want to be able to be singers, and I think everybody should want to be an artist, because I do, even though I'm not. So, yeah.
Some are better than others, I guess, some of the paintings?
Yeah, some people have some natural talent, and what we really like to see is some of our customers go on, and they do it at home. So that's really nice, you know, too, that they'll take that. Sometimes they'll take their painting and go buy some paints and embellish it a little bit and then try it themselves, you know, at home. So I like to feel like in some aspects, not all, that we are creating artists too.
Oh, and Kat, the thing that gets me is obviously you came up with an amazing idea here, but you must be a terrific business person to scale it out the way you have. Now, are they all franchises?
We own 6. My business partner, Renee Maloney, and I own 6, and the rest are all franchises.
Now, Alex, Doorman Designs has a lot of interesting aspects. Because your source material is salvaged and you have to make do with what's available, every single piece of furniture you design and manufacture is in fact unique. And most of your sales are online. It's one thing to ship a pair of shoes or a shirt and get them back from a customer who didn't like them once he or she got to see them for real. A one-of-a-kind bed or dining table must be a very different proposition. Would you buy designer furniture online? And what percentage of these of what you send out comes back?
So, yes, I think the market is changing, and the way that we as consumers shop is really changed. People are now very comfortable buying a coffee table or a dining room table or even a brand new bed sight unseen just through the photographs. I personally take all of our photographs for the website, and so I'm very specific as if I were a consumer, what would I be looking for? What details would I want to see in this piece of furniture if I'm looking at it on my computer screen at home? And then as far as shipping goes, yes, it's an added obstacle that people ask me all the time, you know, how in the world are we going to get this bed into our house? I was just answering an email from a customer. She was like, does the bed come disassembled? And yes, so everything is engineered to a specific degree to where it can be easily put together by, you know, the average novice in their home. So we engineer and build all of our pieces to where they can be disassembled. And then a lot of our pieces like coffee tables, nightstands, some of the dining room tables, they don't come disassembled. They come fully ready to go. You just unwrap the blankets, undo the bubble wrap, and voila, it's ready to be, you know, eaten off of. But the beds, we definitely have to disassemble and put them together.
I'm just picturing a bed on wheels just crossing the country.
Yeah, there's some crazy stories that go along with shipping large pieces of furniture.
I do have to ask you about the order of things. Do you find some salvaged items and think, wow, that would make a great coffee table? Or do you have in mind that I'm going to be making a coffee table and go out and try to find the salvaged items?
It's kind of the question, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg. I kind of let the wood or the metal or the material speak to me. Or if I've got a specific project in mind or design in mind that we want to start building and add to our portfolio, we'll look for a certain type of wood. We might prefer, you know, reclaimed cypress, or we may need newly milled cypress, or we may need a hardwood that we source from the Mississippi Delta region. It just sort of depends on what the project is and what the piece is going to be to what determines, you know, what kind of materials to use and where.
And I would think that your pieces would be kind of the accent piece in a home. You're not really competing against, say, Ethan Allen, for instance.
Right. My main goal in starting this business was to
get a bed.
Was to first have a bed
right,
to sleep
right.
on. But then I started to realize that there were not a whole lot of in-between options for buying furniture, especially here in New Orleans. It was either really high-end antiques, you know, in the French Quarter and on Magazine Street. And then there was sort of vanilla big box stores, and there wasn't a whole lot in between. So I wanted to create furniture that, one, told a story and sort of evoked a sense of place and kind of added that curiosity factor to someone's house or space.
Kathy, how much does a session cost? And do you rent the whole sessions, you and your gang?
No, you can do, we have open classes all week, and it's $35 to $45, depending on whether it's a two-hour or three-hour class. And then we also, you can do private parties. So that
is it
would
BYOB, or do you supply it
in Louisiana? It's BYOB.
And is there anything that I was thinking with this painting with the twist? When the economy's good, do you benefit from that, or is it less?
You know,
tied
we
to anything?
Started. We opened our first studio in 2007, right?
Oh yeah, couldn't have timed it better.
Well, right, exactly. Yeah, well, we didn't know what we didn't know. Right. But what we found out, later with research, is that the three things that don't suffer during a recession is alcohol, the movies, and makeup, all because they make you feel better. So when you walk into somewhere and you do a painting and you leave with a painting you did, you feel better. So that we thrived. We thrived.
$35 worth.
Right, and you can use it as a gift.
$125 for a psychiatrist, that's
right,
terrific.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, people just, they would come in, you know, we'd tell a story that in our first studio in Mandeville, we lose power in Mandeville a lot. And so the power went out, we were in the middle of a class, and we told everybody, put your name on the back of your painting, put it against the wall, and we'll redo the class, no charge. And they said, we're not leaving. And we had big plate glass windows in the front of the thing. So they took their car, and they drove their cars around and shined the lights through. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And finished the painting by the light of their cars.
Oh, that is somewhat romantic.
We asked, we said, what's the deal here? And they said, you don't understand. It was a couple of years after Katrina. She said, you don't understand. You know, we don't think about the bills. We don't think about FEMA. We don't think about insurance. We don't think about, you know, we're just here to do this painting, and we want to keep doing that. So that's when we realized, really, it was more than painting. It was more, you know, it was a place for people to escape and just get out of there every day. And, you know, and I'm not an artist, but I like to think of myself as a craftsperson. Right. And just like I'm sure when you're working on your woodwork, I mean, you're so concentrated on that, you don't think about the other stuff of your day.
How many folks can come to one?
It depends. We and our studios hold anywhere from 36 to 50. We don't allow it any more than 50 because then it kind of starts to be a cattle call.
And is it mainly women?
It was mainly women, and now we have about 20% men.
Really?
Because they
and they drink
come
bourbon
because
instead of wine, or is it?
They bring in the beer, and I mean they'll roll in the full bars of beer, and you know, and the hard liquor.
Like I thought it was
They really actually have a ball. They come in. The guys usually come in a little, you know, like, oh, God, I'm coming here because you want. What am I doing here? I hope nobody sees me here, and then they wind up. They can't believe how much fun they have. Our biggest, we sell out across the thing on Valentine's Day, and it's a huge date night. We do date nights with paintings that you can butt up against one another, and we do a huge business in date night.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're listening to Out to Lunch. I'm Peter Ricciuti. My guests are Kathy Dino, the co-founder of the nationwide art party franchise Painting with a Twist, and Alex Gerner, whose company Doorman Designs makes furniture from reclaimed and salvaged wood and fittings. And Alex, I had to ask you, are you all by your lonesome over there? Do you have other, you have people working for you? Or how does all that work?
Not anymore. Luckily, I've got a great team working with me. I started out by myself. I started building furniture in my backyard of my apartment complex uptown in the Riverbend, close to Tulane, just a few blocks from Tulane University. And started doing it by myself and would run extension cords out the windows and work until the sun went down and I didn't have any more light. And then eventually I got
And you got people to park their cars and
the headlights would shine and help me work late.
That's why
we
brought you together here today.
And then eventually I was able to save up enough money to get a small studio right off of Magazine Street in Lower Garden District. It was in the back of another workshop, and that really helped me to kind of get my tools organized, get everything strategized, and start building a space that I could really work in. And within the last year or so, I've moved to a bigger space uptown on River Road, and I've grown to a family of four. So I've got three guys that are working with me now. We do all of our metalwork, welding, carpentry work, finish work, all from our one studio.
And do you make it on spec, or is it these custom orders? What?
So we do a little bit of both. We will recommend sizes to clients, recommend sizes, color options, and then sometimes someone will say, well, I love this nightstand or this coffee table. I love this dining room table. I need it to be a little bit smaller, or I need it to be a different color. Can you tweak this or that? And the beauty of Doorman Designs is that we can customize any of the pieces that you want. Since we are small enough, we've got a process figured out to where it's easy enough to customize each individual piece for that customer's needs.
I have more questions for both of you, but Kathy and Alex, this is the part of the show we call your brother-in-law. You're heading home after a day at work, looking forward to watching Netflix when your phone rings. It's your brother-in-law. Now, normally, he only calls when he wants to come by and do his laundry, but this time, things are a little different. He wants some advice. Kathy, your brother-in-law says he's starting a new business inspired by your success with Painting with a Twist. He's starting up a chain of franchise do-it-yourself tattoo parlors.
Oh, my word.
Yep, called Drinking and Inking. And he wants to know if you want to go in with him. What do you tell him?
No.
Okay.
But I'm certainly willing to give him advice on how to get that started first.
And what would that advice be?
Well, first I would ask him, who is he? I'm assuming my brother-in-law wouldn't know how to do tattoos. So
he has a secret life. You know,
right. Mm, okay. Well, maybe. But I would make sure that whoever he gets to come in and do the tattoos are of the best quality. You know, Renee and I like to think we surround ourselves with people who know more than we do. And so I would tell him that he needs to watch his rents, because in the very beginning, you know, you need to start slow and start small. And then I would tell him to just surround himself with people that know more about the tattoo business or any business than he does.
So, and that's one of your successes. That,
right.
You know, a lot of people make the mistake is they don't want to hire people smarter than themselves.
Right.
But that ends up being...
Right. Yeah. And then you run into a problem because, you know, as the founders, we're the creative, you know, and I like to think, or I do think that Renee and I, since we own two studios, we know all there is to know about the... And we started the concept of that we know pretty much all there is to know about the paint and sip business, but we don't know all there is to know about the franchising business. And now we're mostly in the franchising business as opposed to the paint and sip business.
I should ask you, do you have a tattoo?
I do not.
Okay, just checking. Okay, there's no.
It's not too late, though.
No, they do that just downstairs. It's terrific. Alex, your brother-in-law tells you he's got a great idea for a retro refurbished furniture business, kind of like yours. It's called Has Bean Bags, reclaimed and recycled beanbag furniture. He needs your help writing a business plan and going to the bank to help him get a loan. What do you tell him?
First, I would tell him to get lots of Lysol wipes and make sure that those bean bags are very properly cleaned and sterilized.
Good idea.
Before any business plan is put into place. And then, wow, what an interesting concept for a business. I would say... really understand who your market's going to be. Understand their buying power and how much money your customers are going to be able to spend on a refurbished beanbag. And then figure out your channels of distribution. How are you going to sell these to these interesting customers?
So start slow. Are you going to co-sign the loan?
No.
Okay,
not
just
yet.
Checking.
I'm going to sit this one out.
Could be a huge bad decision on your part. I just want to tell you, Alex. I had another question I was going to ask you earlier, and that is, it sounds like a strange thing to say, but are you limited by the amount of wrecked homes in terms of getting materials?
So we don't work exclusively with wrecked homes. I mean, it's been 11 years since Katrina. A lot of that rebuilding has thankfully taken place. Luckily, on the flip side, there's always going to be an old house in New Orleans that needs to be redone. It's just the environment of our city. But knowing that our resources are going to be limited, and knowing that we're growing, we've moved on to other parts of the country. There's a lot of really beautiful wood in the panhandle of Florida. There's a lot of really nice stuff that comes out of the Mississippi Delta. There's plenty of different options for us to expand. There's materials here in the Gulf South that are pretty exclusive only to this region. And so we don't only just work with wood, we work with glass, we work with metal, and then we, you know, build some stuff completely from scratch with
new
materials.
What would you
do with
metal, by the way? Because I mentioned fittings.
We do lots of dining room tables. We make a really set of beautiful canopy beds. We just did the new Henry Howard Hotel in the Garden District.
Oh, really?
It's a new boutique hotel. We did all of their canopy beds out of really pretty semi-gloss black iron. So there's lots of different options that we can. And really what we're trying to do is create furniture that kind of has a sense of time and place to it, no matter what kind of materials that we're using.
Now, how should I picture you? Do I picture going to a salvage yard, or do I picture you... meandering through an old home somewhere.
A little bit
things.
Of both.
Really?
I'm usually not dressed.
I was going to say, you are overdressed for salvage.
Yeah, I'm usually not dressed. As soon as I leave here, I'm going to change back into a pair of shorts and a ratty T-shirt. I'm not afraid to jump in a dumpster and find beautiful old wood.
Now, Kathy, can painting with a twist, can it spread to the rest of the world? And also, do you worry about people kind of stealing your concept?
Well, many people have already stolen the concept. So we had our trademark attorney told us, you know, look at yourselves like the quarterback. Not the quarterback. Wait, oh, I'm not great at football. This one.
That
the receiver.
Guy.
The receiver. When he gets the ball,
okay,
and he keeps running, if he keeps looking back to see who's behind him, he's going to lose his momentum and never make it to the end zone.
Right.
So I like to think that's the philosophy. You know, they're back there. They're, yep. Renee calls them ankle biters. We just forge ahead. We're way ahead of our biggest competitor. I think they have 120 or something like that. And we're at 317 as of today.
Wow.
So we just keep plugging, doing what we're doing.
So,
you know.
So keep running. What's that thing I say in football? Don't look at yourself in the Jumbotron.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. This. Alex, I did want to ask you: do you have relationships with demo companies?
We work with all types of people. We work with contractors, demolitioners, salvage guys, local homeowners, a little bit of everything. We get calls from all over the country sometimes. People saying they're taking down an old church or they're redoing their house. I mean, it's a mixed bag of phone calls that we get.
I like to think that your catchphrase is, you're not going to throw that out, are you?
Oh, I say it all the time. Yeah. It's amazing what people will throw away. It's sad.
New Orleans is typically known as a party city, the city that care forgot, the Big Easy. But for a supposedly bacchanalian backwater, we sure have a lot of talented, creative, unique businesses that come out of here. Kathy and Alex, you're both great examples of the kind of ingenuity and creativity that makes all of us proud to be New Orleanians. We look forward to keeping up with you and wish you both continued success. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me today on Out to Lunch.
Thank you.
Great, thanks for having us.
My guests on Out to Lunch today have been Kathy Dino, she's the co-founder of Painting with a Twist, and Alex Gerner, founder of Doorman Designs. You can find out more about Kathy's canvases and Alex's furniture by following the links on our websites. It's neworleans.com and wwno.org. Our show is recorded live over lunch at Commander's Palace in New Orleans. Commander's Palace serves lunch Monday through Friday, jazz brunch on Saturday and Sunday with live music and dinner 7 nights a week. The producer of our show is Grant Morris. Our technical producer is Eric Merle. Our researcher is Matthew Ellefson. Mitch Foreman wrote and performs all the music on Out to Lunch. Mitch's music can be found wherever great jazz is streamed or stolen and at mitchellforeman.com. You can get the show as a podcast. You can listen to past shows. And you can keep up with us on all kinds of social media by going to our websites, wwno.org and itsneworleans.com. If you want to know what we look like, and these two people work in messy businesses, but they're great dressers. I think that's important to know. You can find photos in this show on our website and Facebook page. The photos were taken today by Allison Moon. Out to Lunch is a production of INO Broadcasting for itsneworleans.com and WWNO 89.9 FM. I'm Peter Ricchiuti. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to meeting you again next week around the table here at Commander's Palace for more business, New Orleans style, on Out to Lunch.
Major support for Out to Lunch on WWNO provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937 with more than 375 attorneys and offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base, joneswalker.com. Additional support comes from Luba Workers' Comp and 30 North Investments.